Clean up your whole backyard. Get into your business out.
Clean it up, mister. Clean it up, mister.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Welcome to Rosie on the House. It is the fourth hour, the 10 o'clock hour. We broadcast every Saturday morning. Today we have Romy. I'm Romy, your host for today's program. Joanne's call screening. You can reach her by dialing 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE4U. We're talking about getting your own tailgating in your backyard. But we always take calls on whatever you, the caller, is. Just because we bring you a topic doesn't mean that's the topic you want to talk about. Mike's on the board playing the music and usually tries to tie in with whatever theme. And backyard, yes, creating your backyard tailgate. And let's start with the reality that not everyone's going to be coming to watch football. You get a large gathering that, unless it's just the guys. If it's just the guys, probably everyone's pretty in tune. But, most of the time we like to travel with our family or do family events. And even if the kids get excited and they like putting on the jersey and they like going, their attention starts to wander there after a little while. Make sure you have something for everyone going on. We talked in the second hour, our 8 o'clock outdoor living hour. We had John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree on the program today. He talked about some best practices and creating a backyard, a tree swing. You can go catch our podcast at rosieonthehouse.com and listen to it there on the proper way to install that tree swing, whether it's a tire swing or you just got a rope hanging to climb or you tie a stick on the bottom to stand on or throw each leg around. But, things to consider, the tree strength, the branch diameter, and obviously you want it to be far enough away from the trunk that no one's going to hit it while you're swinging around having some fun. So that's the first thing, is making sure you have something for everyone, and that includes all ages. Got that out of the way. That was your bullet point coming into church. You got your few little bullet points, then onto the sermon. We have six things in our article that was in our weekly newsletter that went out, six different things to help you get your backyard environment set for your own tailgate season. And it starts with number one, what you're watching it on, the TV. That'll be the main focal point. You want to make sure if you are outside, obviously it's Arizona and we have plenty of sun and exposure. There are TVs made specifically for the outdoors that can help with taking on the glare. They've got them curved now, and they've got ones that'll help reflect a deeper screen image. It gets kind of technical. I don't really know. I don't have a TV outside, but when we go to T-Pierre's house, that's Rosie, he and Jennifer are traveling today, generally part of the program, but they are taking their youngest daughter, my youngest sister, Carol Grace. They dropped her off at Colorado Christian University, where she'll spend hopefully the next 4 years. Hopefully it's not a semester or half a semester. But you never know. 4 years. We're going for 4 years. She'll spend the next 4 years there. So they're empty nesters now, and they're taking a long time to get back, doing a little touring through Colorado and taking the scenic route down through Monument Valley. They'll be back next Saturday. T-Pair's got a TV outside, and when we go over to watch our team of choice is the LSU Tigers. That's where our family's from. We have season tickets to Death Valley that have been in the family since my grandfather, Dr. Rosie, was in med school there in the 50s. I think 58 he bought those tickets, and that was the year they won their first championship, and they've been in the family ever since, right on the 42-yard line, 48th row, just below the press box. Oh, it's a blast. You just walk in, that whole stadium feels alive, but obviously we can't get there for every game, and we watch it at home. So an outdoor TV, and his is pretty tricky. It's not the newest TV. They've got some newer models that help for the outdoor glare a little bit better. But what we had to do for his application, we hung it high so that everybody could see it. We've got the table off to the right as you walk out the back. The TV's to the left. And if you put it at eye level where it's most comfortable, instead of having to constantly look up, well, people at the back of the outdoor table can't see. So it's hung high. A lot of time it's spent standing because you get tired of sitting with your chin up in the air like that for a couple hours, but it works. It doesn't have the newest, latest, greatest model for glare. And even then, it's going to be pretty hard because it is west-facing. When you're looking at the TV, you're looking just left of west. So you're kind of looking southwest. And when that sun goes down, if it's an afternoon game, man, that can be hard to see. Well, what he did there, and this wasn't necessarily just for the TV, it was for comfort and quality control of the patio as well. He has a rolling shade screen he installed. It's not mechanic, and you got to hand crank it down. You can get a mechanical one installed, but if you can deal and handle the manual crank, that's just one less moving part that you won't have to worry about ultimately replacing at some point down the road, less things to break. I've never seen a mechanical one break, and so he's got a series of actually four of these, so we can get the entire back patio under shade as the sun's going down. So it may not just, the TV technology may not be enough itself to create that glare break. So there's other things you can do. I wanted to go shopping, but didn't have time just to get some pricing ideas for the retail cost. So I apologize for that, but I didn't have time to go TV shopping for something I wasn't going to buy this week anyway. Mike, how much does a TV cost?
I mean, I bought a 55-inch TV for, I think it was around $400 or $500.
Oh, wow.
And if you get they've come down so much. And I mean, it's 1080. It's a really nice TV for what I've got. But, and then the thing is, if you're going to get one of those outdoor TVs, I mean, you're basically spending $6,000. I mean, you could buy four TVs in the time, that you're going to replace those. So that's the nice thing is you're going to spend the money, and if it gets broken, you can buy five more before you're going to spend the amount of money that it's going to take to have an outdoor TV that's set up for that. So,
good point.
I think that's one of the main points. I read the article, too.
Nice. A lot of times, too, you can figure out which model you like and then really shop around both online. You can get some great deals for some nice TVs, big, just the size you want, just the model, and find a great deal online.
In this case, can it ever be too big?
No.
Never. Is there such a thing?
I mean, I live in a small apartment and mine is 55 inches and you feel like you're sitting right in a movie theater right there.
Well, especially outdoors. I mean, the bigger, the better.
Exactly, especially if you're talking outdoors.
Yeah.
And for sports. I'm sure like on special effects, on some of these, it might be hard to catch what, they've spent all this time to get you to see. But, man, on sports, that's hard to get.
Well, and then you can do the split screen. Like, I have my first HD TV that I bought that's smaller. Well, that one's off to the side for one game, and then you've got the main game on the one. And, I've got DirecTV, so you could split the screen on that. So having a nice big 60-inch TV, so then you can have two on that one. So technically, I can have three games going on at once.
There you go. You're fancy.
Do you ever turn on Animal Planet for Fred?
Yeah. I only do that if it's a good one, because I like watching the dogs freak out once in a while. But no, not usually.
Mounting the TV is important, too. You'd mentioned replacement, though. And a crash TV off the wall is going to indicate a pretty quick replacement, I would think.
Did you hear Rosie's story? Rosie had actually, that was one of the tips that he talked about. He had bought a plastic mount, and in the Arizona sun, it was four summers.
That doesn't sound like Dad to buy something plastic.
Yeah, and he said after four summers, the TV fell off. So getting a metal bracket is really important, especially in the Arizona heat.
Oh, man. Absolutely.
I would have to guess that was a rush situation. He was trying to get the TV up for a party. Plastic was the only one available.
Well, and it probably came with the TV.
Probably.
Yeah, because, the metal brackets, I bought a metal bracket because I built up a barnwood wall that I mounted on, just not right on the TV. It's actually out in front of the original wall. And I bought a metal bracket, and it was $35. It was nothing. And when you're spending $400 on a TV, $35 on the bracket is a really smart investment. There's no reason to take any risk. Of course, that one didn't have the adjustable arm, so you got to consider that. You start getting into the adjustable arm, because if you're going to be dealing with it outside, you're going to have, like you said, you're going to have that glare, so you're going to want to be able to adjust it somewhat, even in-game a lot of times. So you want to think about that, too. So you're going to spend a little bit more than that.
I think that'll wrap up TVs for that topic. So that's part one. We've got our screen that we're going to be monitoring. or whatever we're watching at our outdoor tailgate, whatever your sport of choice might be, or programming of choice. Next is seating. You know, some of these programs can last a long time. You want to be comfortable. We have a hard time sitting still. We're constantly up, constantly moving, cheering. That's a feeding frenzy going on. We're cooking. We're preparing. So we don't have a lot. But, man, I will tell you, the outdoor patio furniture industry has sure come a long way since those plastic strapped, I don't even know what they're called, but you can all picture them from the 80s that you sit on and they're sticky and you get pinched by them and they make you sweat. They're not breathable. They're so much more. Now, it costs more, obviously, but if you're going to be spending time out there, and we have so much time in Arizona where we can enjoy the outdoors, you might as well be comfortable and invest in some good outdoor patio furniture. There's a lot of different places across the state that specialize in specifically that. So make sure it's something that family can sit on together or you can enjoy, and get one that might be just big enough for a little cat nap too. Nothing like enjoying a little cat nap and a fall day with the breeze and the aromas of the Arizona or whatever's on your grill coming across there. A 10-minute power nap is a powerful, powerful thing on an afternoon. We'll get into the rest of these tips and what you guys are texting and calling and emailing in about right after this short break. It's Rosie on the House. You can tune in every single Saturday morning.